This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We got real life football tonight, people. Grant and Danny welcoming you back. 106.7 The Fan. Patriots Chiefs kicking off the NFL season. If you don't have plans for the game yet, we'll give you some plans. Come on down to Public Bar in DuPont. Danny and I having our annual kickoff watch party with our listeners. It's going to be an awesome night.
So is Hank back, by the way? Is that a thing? Didn't I read that?
Rumored to have been back. I don't know if that's starting now or if it's coming in the future or what.
If it's going to come back, I'll take a Hank Williams ditty over a Kerry Underwood, a weird skip walking. But if there's Hank coming back, I'll deal with it.
This is good.
Again, there should be no song. They should just play a football game and do a normal thing instead of pandering to boobs. But I think ultimately this I would take a million times over Kerry Underwood prance walking.
Close your eyes, listen to this, and you tell me what Redskins team / game you think of.
I can't pull a specific one, but I'll give you my best.
Santana Moss beats the Cowboys with 2 touchdowns from Mark Brunell.
Okay, I was even going earlier. I was like, James Thrash is playing for some reason.
Oh, I
so
like
much
that.
Norville Eugene Turner, and it didn't work.
A Bullets fan account on Twitter, at Grant H. Paulson.
At Funny Danny.
As a Skins fan, all NFL TV music reminds me of stress, sadness, frustration, and apathy. Just been conditioned to it. Josh says, I'm so hyped right now listening to this. I'm fist pumping going down 95, # football. Real guy Loren, who's in the listener league, says, Sunday Night Football theme is the best music we have. Sounds like some Imperial Kingdom war celebration music.
Yep.
It's hard to top those. I'm telling you, the drums at the beginning. I always think Olympics, but it's just big and grandiose. Brian says the Fox theme is the best. As a Redskins fan, or an NFC market.
Yeah.
There is something just nostalgic. You think about all the years you've been watching football. I think about sitting there with my mom and checking out a game I care about, which means a lot to me. Kevin says it'll always be the NFL primetime highlight music for me. Ooh, you know what, Tommy? I need you to grab NFL primetime music at your earliest convenience. Let's go to Brandon and Stafford on Grant and Danny. Brandon, happy new year, buddy. It is back.
Thank goodness. How are you guys doing this morning?
What's up, buddy?
Doing well.
Doing good. I love all of them, but I'm with Danny on this one. The NFL Network, it's my one theme.
It's a holiday theme, and they get it right.
Do you get the Home Alone 2 reference?
Of course.
I don't know what the actual song. I'm giving Thom a lot to do today, but at some point, if you could find out what song is in Home Alone 2 when he's laying all his booby traps.
You mean the first Home Alone when he's laying traps for Joe Pesci, not in New York.
No, I'm talking, I think it's in New York when he's laying it in the house that he rents, or it's like his relative's house that's abandoned. This is NFL primetime.
Nobody circles the wagons like Buffalo.
Let's go to Buffalo, where nobody circles the wagons like the Buffalo Bills.
Your Birdman face with two birdie wings flying is pretty good. That's underrated.
Marshall. What's another good Chris Berman nickname?
Where did he go to school? And Tom Jackson yells,
Louisville! I love that.
That was the must-see show, man.
So good, but give me another nickname from Berman. Curtis, my favorite Martian. Martin? Curtis Martin, but he called him
favorite Martin.
Martin, okay.
Eric sleeping with Bienemy.
Oh, that was so good. I can't even get mad at his John Sterling shtick. Because that one's so good. But he's like, going through the highlights. He's like, Cousins to Doxson. They've come all the way back. One more play. 7 seconds left to the end zone. Incomplete. And whatever it is, Let's go to Rich in Olney. What's up, Rich?
What's going on, gentlemen?
Hey, Richard.
Can we have that primetime music just in the background the entire show?
Not a bad idea. Rich, do you get my reference, Home Alone music compared to the NFL Network football music? Do you get it?
I completely get it, but it is Home Alone 1.
Are you sure?
I mean, 1,000% sure.
Yeah, why?
He's in the church. He's talking to the old man, and then he's walking home. He goes, "This is my home. I have to defend it.
I have to defend it.
This is my friend. I have to defend it."
And Joe Pesci announces, as the worst criminal ever, "We'll come back around 9 o'clock.
This song right here, let's see. This is it. But why wouldn't it be the Christmas in New York?
I don't know.
Home Alone.
I couldn't tell you.
This
just know,
isn't it, by the way.
That's a Home Alone kind of like quirky theme. What's
Jingle.
Going on here?
Yeah.
The urgent bells that Rich is talking about are when he's got to go defend it from the wet bandits.
Tommy, see if you can YouTube Kevin like protects his house or like booby trap scene Home Alone, something like that. All right, what do you got, Rich?
Well, Primetime was a great pull. I still think Fox is number one. NFL 2, and I just got to throw this in there today. My wife said, by the way, you know tonight's back-to-school night for our boy. And I sat there, I was like, he's 4, there's football on, no. And I literally just walked out the door. She lost her mind.
So is she going to go solo mom tonight?
I don't know. We haven't talked again.
Okay. Oh, I don't have an update.
Might be a little while before. Let's see, is this it? No, this is when, like, the spider's crawling around the house.
Yeah. This Kevin, you're such a disease.
This is when Kevin, like, is walking around. I like that Tommy's going deep in the archives right now for Home Alone music.
A whole cheese pizza just for me.
Let's go. By the way, we've gone from NFL to Home Alone. I love it.
It gets
when
weird.
You hear it, you'll know because it's going to sound just like the NFL Network theme.
Yeah.
Let's go to Don in Ashburn.
Hey, Donnie.
Don, you're on Grant and Danny. What's up?
Well, Danny just brought it up, a whole cheese pizza just for me. Food, man, food. This is a beautiful day. So what I like to do at football time is I got tired of fixing the same old nachos and wings for my kids. So about 4 years ago, I started getting a little creative, and whoever the Redskins were playing, I would make whatever food was popular in that city. So we're playing Philly. We do Philly cheesesteaks, pretzels, whatever. So it does change things up. It makes it a lot of fun. I have kind of branched out, like, because we play the Eagles and the Cowboys and the Giants twice a year, it gets a little old, so I'll do something different. So actually, I think this weekend in honor of Houston, I'm going to go with some Texas-style chili. But anyway, I call it my NFL food tour. So I just pick a team,
that's
pick a
bit,
city,
Don.
What's famous, what's
okay,
good.
Okay, but what are you
going to
do in L.A.?
Good.
L.A. doesn't really have a staple. What are you going
to
do next
that's
week?
Where, yeah, that's where things can get a little quirky and difficult because, like, some cities are just a hodgepodge of different things. But you can look up, like, famous restaurants. For instance, like, Pittsburgh has Permanente Brothers sandwiches.
Oh, good. Just put fries on your sub, yeah.
Oh, I got an idea, actually. For next week in L.A., you could go, because, like, Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles is huge out there.
Yeah, it's big.
You could go Chicken and Waffles.
You could just go outside and make tacos, like a little street taco action. That's big in Los Angeles.
I would dig that. Let's go to Matty in Stafford. Matt, happy football season.
Matthias.
Hey, how are you today on the kickoff of NFL 17 day?
Day.
All right, bear with me. I'm going to be all over the place because I'm hyped, too. But Home Alone 1, Kevin setting up the maze.
Oh, this is it.
That's it.
Yeah.
It's my house. I have to defend it.
Now, also, the wife asked whose special appearance was at Public Bar tonight. I said I had no idea, but I do know. And CBS is the best song. It gets you pumped up. Stick your coward chin out. You can smell football in the air. I'm getting pumped. I want to see what Martellus Bennett does with Aaron Rodgers. I think he's the Braun Strowman in the NFL. He is the monster among men. He's going to get 18 touchdowns. I can't wait for football.
Maddie and Stafford's ready to go.
He's ready to go.
All right, give me the first part of both of these, Tommy. Let's see if – tell me if I'm off just crazy here, okay? So give me the Home Alone one here first.
A little more synthesized than I remember.
Yeah.
A little more like, okay, let me do Bossa Rumba and like a couple tenths of tempo as the bass line. It's a little bit of like, here come the bells, you better get home. Joe Pesci's coming.
Most punctual robbers ever, by the way. They showed up right at 9:00.
Come back around 9 o'clock.
Okay, now, NFL Network. See if there's any correlation here. Anything?
No. It's, again, the bells. The bells are what you have in common.
Duh, bells.
You know what I mean? You got your bells that signify urgency. Not shame, not to be confused with our shame bell, which I received yesterday for eating a cookie and then a brownie and then another cookie as a sandwich.
How much trouble were you in when you got home with the wife?
A lot is what I
really?
Was saying. Yeah.
You got a text during the show. You did not just eat all of that. And you said, yeah, I did.
I said, yes. I said, yes, but I love you.
Yeah. And then she said,
we got
dude.
Some good news. She responded, dude. There was some lecturing, and she is correct. But she was right. So that's one of those times where I have no defense. I'm just sort of like, mercy of the court?
Craig Hoffman at 11. Andy Behrens on fantasy football at 1. David Deal, college and pro ball at 1:30. Next, the Redskins, low in most of the power rankings to start the season. Where would you slot them? What are your expectations? Grant and Danny on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.